Welcome to Brown Girls and Mental Health Podcast, where we persist relentlessly towards our healing, where we have the tough conversations with love, laugh through the pain, and dig deep. Come on in the room. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Brown Girls and Mental Health, Season 1, Episode 5. I'm your host, Tierra, and let's get into our intentional rest season. Today, we're talking about the power of rest. Raise your hand if your brain literally never stops. You wake up and your to-do list starts scrolling through your head. Girl, my hand is raised, okay? I woke up this morning and my first thought was like, oh, it's Saturday. I've got to record today, but what do I talk about? So I went to Instagram to see which post resonated with me this past week. But then, of course, I started watching a reel and that reel stressed me out. So I turned the phone off and then I felt shame that I started my morning with social media rather than a Bible verse or a prayer. So I opened up my pastor's latest book and I tried reading that. No go. My brain was still going. I thought about the birthday party that my son had in an hour and a half, and I knew I'd have to pick up a gift on the way, so I'm stressing about that. Which Target am I going to go to? Where is the party? Is it close to a Dollar Tree so I can get a bag? Then I thought about the weight I'm trying to lose because I stepped on the scale the other day, and that felt tremendous. And oh yeah, graduation is next month. And I'm thinking about if people come all this way to watch me graduate, I at least need to have a dinner. This was all in a matter of like 45 seconds, y'all. Literally on and on. And then thank God my kids woke up. My 3-year-old daughter, she walks into my room and she climbs on my bed like she does on Saturday mornings. And she just wanted to hug. So I put everything down. And I allowed my thoughts to slow down so I could enjoy the moment. I just held her and we breathed in and out. We played with each other's cheeks. She was puffing up her cheeks like a little puffer fish. And then I'd push her cheeks and all her air would come out. And she just giggled like it was the funniest thing. As we played, my heart rate slowed. And all the thoughts that were running through my head stopped. And I was in the moment, which is really hard for me. In our world today, there is always something else to think about. And if you can't think of something to worry your brain, don't worry. Don't worry now. Social media will help you. One scroll, two scroll, 3 hours have passed away. So let's talk about rest intentionally. When is the last time you slowed down? Really take a second and think about it. We got lots to do. All of us, between children and spouses or boyfriends or girlfriends or wives, because I know we got some males in here too. There's so much to do. We have school, we have work, we have therapy, we have sporting events for our kids or for ourselves. What I've learned in this life is if you don't slow yourself down, life will slow you down. And I know y'all know what I mean by that. Sometimes we're just going 100 miles per hour and then all of a sudden we get sick or we wake up one day and we can't get out of bed. That's life slowing you down. What if we give ourselves permission to rest on purpose? I know for me, my scarce ability to slow down is due to this idea of performance-based love, which is where my value, my worthiness is attached to what I can do in my mind. You know, so if I'm at rest, then I have no value. If I'm not performing, then I'm not good enough to love. So I'm constantly going. And even if I'm not physically going, mentally I'm going because I need to be doing something to be worthy, which is absolutely false because your worthiness, my worthiness doesn't rest on my ability to do anything. I am worthy because I exist. I am worthy because God created me. God created you. And yeah, we have a purpose and sometimes you got to get up and do the things, right? But doing the things, that's not what makes you worthy. So my husband has really helped me with this. He provides the time and the space for me to do nothing, you know, be that making dinner or closing the door so the kids don't come in after work and I can just rest. But if I don't slow down my brain on purpose, my brain will just do mental gymnastics the whole time I'm resting. So even if I have the time and the space to rest, I have to tell my brain it's time to chill. Now, again, I don't have a problem with physical rest. I will lay down in a heartbeat. But that brain is going 24/7. So how do we turn off our brains? One thing I know is that it doesn't turn off by itself. There's no automatic feature while we're awake, so we have to manually turn it off. We can do this through intentionality, which means making the decision to give your brain a break. Some people do this by going to the gym. They're working out, they're lifting weights, they're on the treadmill, and they get to zone out. Some people do puzzles. I color from time to time to get my brain to stop. If I'm perfectly honest, I zone out on social media. And that is not, don't do what I do, right? That's not the healthy version. We're working on it. But you gotta find something to slow yourself down, to slow your mind down, and give you time to regenerate, rejuvenate. So this particular episode is not telling you how to do anything. Because girl, I'm still trying to figure it out, right? This is a thought piece, something to make you wonder, something to make you pause and say, I haven't taken a break in a while. Maybe you can't take a vacation, right? Child, because I need a vacation, but maybe you can't take a vacation right now. What can you do today that will help you to feel rejuvenated? Some people sit in the car before they go in the house. Okay, girl, that's rest. That counts. That's something. But when we just go from thing to thing to thing to thing, you wake up, you get ready, you take your kids to school, you go to work. As soon as you get off work, you're cooking dinner. Then you are giving your kids a bath and you're whatever the case may be. Then you're finishing your homework or you're like, it's just thing after thing after thing without any type of in-between time. And again, you're not a machine. So you got to slow down. You got to chill. Everything does not have to get done today. Everything is not an emergency. I learned a couple of years ago when it comes to setting priorities. I can't remember where I was. I think I was in like a program or something like that for education. And they were talking about glass balls and plastic balls, right? So imagine these are your responsibilities and you're trying to juggle them, right? When it comes to these balls, you just have to try your best not to break a glass ball. So you have all of these things that you're juggling, right? You have your marriage, you have your relationship with your children, you have a work assignment that's due, you have your kid who didn't tell you they need to dress up for Kings and Queens Day tomorrow, or tomorrow is picture day, or tomorrow they're supposed to wear red for whatever. Right? You're juggling all these balls. You got to get all the things done. You're trying to eat healthy. You got to figure out which of those balls are glass balls and which are plastic. Meaning, which of those balls can you drop and nothing break? If your child does not wear red tomorrow, is it the end of the world? No. Will they remember next year? Probably not. Even if they do remember, guess what? They're still going to be okay. If I stop and pick up some fast food so I don't have to cook today, is the world going to end? No, that's a plastic ball, right? And I'm not saying don't make healthy choices, but is it a glass ball today or is it a plastic ball? If I drop it, will it be earth-shattering? Leaving work on time to get home to your family so that you can make that connection with them, maybe that's a glass ball, right? So as you're juggling the things, that's not something that you want to drop. because that's a glass ball. You don't want to break that. So we just have to prioritize in that way. And sometimes the balls are long term and sometimes they're short term. Maybe you're thinking about today. What is a glass ball today? What is a plastic ball today? When I think about glass balls, I think about my relationship with my kids, my relationship with my husband, my relationship with God. Those types of things for me are glass balls. But everybody's glass balls are different, you know? Everybody has different plastic balls. You just got to figure out, you have to determine which is which in your life. And nobody can determine that but you. Maybe you're in school and you're trying to change your life or change your family's life. And you know, I got to finish this certificate or I got to finish this degree to make a better life for my family. That may be a glass ball for you. Whereas someone else is working on school, but it's just, you know, if I don't finish this homework tonight, it'll be okay. I can finish it tomorrow. Right? So it may be a plastic ball for them today. You have to decide. I'm going to pray over us for this week to come, whatever day of the week it is that you're listening to this. Don't close your eyes if you're driving. Just listen. Dear God, I thank you right now for the person on the other side of this microphone. God, I thank you for their life, their health, and their strength. God, I pray right now that you give them rest. Deep, meaningful rest. Help them to slow down. Help them to see where they can put barriers or set boundaries in their life so that rest can be a priority. We're not robots. We're not machines. And rest is really important, God. So I just pray that you watch over them. If they're not in a space where they feel they can rest right now, Lord, I pray that you give them the stamina to complete what they're trying to do and then rest when they're done. I thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I love y'all. I mean it. I'm going to go take my own advice now and get some rest. Stay hopeful. Bye. Thank you so much for listening to Brown Girls and Mental Health Podcast. Please leave us a comment, a rating, and share this episode with a friend.